tripping over the door stop.
Another illustrious start to PJ and Jim's after show.
That's because there's no staff. You know what I mean? It used to be great when you came in here. Remember before Colwyn and there was 50 bleeding people walking around and they were washing your feet before the show and all.
If only that was true.
Oh, it's definitely true. Jim didn't have any, but I demanded them. Yeah. I was there, the serfs and all. Remember that? Yeah.
You think I'm going to give up an amazing stand-up career and a career as a well-known actor to come and work on radio, the least important of the big media?
Oh, I used to have a button man and everything, and then he got sacked, and now Jim has to do all the buttons for everybody. It's terrible.
It's an absolute shocker. It's a bit of a wet Wednesday when we're doing this today.
It is,
It's kind of... Oh, I don't know.
The year has hung on. Everything has been sort of crap about this year, except for the weather. I don't care. Some people have been moaning about the summer, but the weather... generally, I think, has been pretty deadly. Yeah. I mean, I'm so tanned. I mean, look at me, Jim. I look like a beautiful, freshly polished French table.
You do look like somebody's giving you a buff.
I do look like I've been buffed up. I do. Now, I have to say, and that's because I've been outside all the time.
Yeah.
Everything's been terrible about the year except for the weather. And now... it's like a blanket. It's like we're all wrapped in a wet towel. It's like some lad pissed a bed and we're rolling around his duvet today. That's what it feels like today.
It's rubbish.
And it looks like it's going to be a week different.
Are you affected by that sad thing?
100%. Yeah. More the darkness than the weather now, to be honest.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Yeah. It's the darkness when something's dull. I don't mind. Yeah, I know you hate cold. I know you love your heat or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Yeah.
But I don't mind cold. I would absolutely take a cold, bright morning.
Yeah.
Over one of those kind of, you know, warmish, muggy, grey ones.
See, yeah.
I get so down when it's dark. And,
It's just like, you know, next month now, right? This is grand there. Yeah. And we're all skipping around. I'm stealing my shorts and everything, right?
Yeah.
Showing off my French polished legs, right? And all of that sort of crap. But then next month, when we lose that hour, and then before it hits the mid-November, it's 4:30, man.
Yeah.
4:30. And there's people just walking around in overcoats and it's dark, like it's proper dark. The street lights are on. By 5:30, 6:00, there's a traffic jam in the middle of the night is what it feels like. I fucking hate it. I hate it. And then you're going, well, when's it going to be bright again? April. It'll be April. Mostly April.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my God, it's such a drag. Like, I don't even care so much.
Why do we have to do... when is that thing changing, anyway?
Is it next year?
When do we get that... or does that hour stop going wherever it goes?
I don't know. Wasn't there talk of it being next year?
What do we want? You and I think, are in favour of keeping the summertime.
So staying the way it is now.
Yeah.
I want to stay the way it is now. Yeah. That's what I want.
But apparently people who have kids and cows wanted to go the other way.
To go to winter time.
I don't
What's
know
wrong what, with those
apparently
people?
There's a connection between kids and cows.
Yeah, there
something
is. Yeah.
Kids go to school and cows getting milked or something like that.
Kids
getting milked and cows going to school.
It's kid tipping season or something
kid
like that.
Kid tipping season. I think that's what it is. Yeah. The amount of kid tipping that goes on in the dark is fucking shocking.
Yeah, so they're trying to change it all around. Shower of bastards. Just leave it be. Leave it be. I know that would be weird for us, especially in Ireland, because it would be like an hour ahead for half the year. Then would be in Newry. Like, so Dublin would technically be an hour ahead of Newry and Belfast.
Do you know something? That is a reason to do it.
I know, isn't it?
That in itself is a reason to do it.
Yeah.
Literally phoning somebody who's like 50 miles up the road. Going, what time is there?
What time is there? And they go, well, it's Newry. It's 1976 here. What time is it there? It's 2020. Stay where you are. It's fucking shite in 2020. Yeah, stay where you are. Don't go forward. I know sectarian warfare is bad, but it's nothing on this. It's nothing on this. The pandemic.
Man.
Yeah. I know, yeah. So, yeah,
if you were doing that, imagine literally you'd be able to cross time zones in your car.
Well, we'd be in Central European time, which means you would be able to get as far as Greece.
Right.
Before you'd have to change your hour.
Yeah, before you'd have to mess with your watch.
Yeah, but if you went to Belfast, you'd have to knock a back one.
Man.
I think we should knock them back 23 hours. I think we should do that. We should, all of us, Ireland.
Like, it'd just be a day ahead of them.
Yeah, Europe and Ireland, so instead of like the 30th or whatever, September, instead of doing the 31st of so we skip Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So we get to October, say, right?
Yeah.
And we skip Halloween. We go 30th of October, 1st of November.
Right.
And we just leave the Brits a day behind. no matter what. No matter what, we leave them a day behind.
Yeah.
So that, now, just to piss them off.
Just so that
Brexit
you can, when they go, when was that decided? Yesterday?
Yesterday. Well, we told you when to be here. And you were all, well, we'd be there.
What do you mean? Yesterday?
Yesterday. We're 25 hours ahead of you. And you still can't get it right.
It would sort Brexit out and everything.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
Listen, I mean, we took a vote. Obviously, you weren't here to vote. So it was carried unanimously.
Carried
you're
unanimously.
Out and you're getting no money.
Yeah, out. Get, pack your shit and get out. All yous. Yeah, I know. Because they're just being so difficult. It's time we stop diplomatic and we just get weirdly difficult as well.
But the weird thing about it is there's a part of me longs for when I was bored of Brexit.
I know.
I never thought, we were on the show going on about how this Brexit thing was this ridiculous, never-ending pile of shit that you were listening to all the time. People just being stubborn and whatever. Oh my God, I miss those days.
That was just boring.
I miss those days.
Yeah, it's just being bored for that rather than being told, and you're not allowed to leave the house without 3 shoes. You're not allowed to stand next to, it's like it's really getting old, isn't it?
I mean, my God. If you ever needed to sum up COVID, it's like it made breakfast. It made Brexit seem normal.
Yeah, it made Brexit seem like it was a bit of crack. Yeah,
yeah.
Like Brexit was actually not boring. Yeah. Brexit was grand, you know what I mean, tipping along. Jesus.
Like, I miss Bojo being a buffoon.
Yeah.
You know.
He's
still sort of a buffoon.
Well, no, he's not. He was a buffoon. Now he's just a prick. Like, that's the thing. It's all twist. The fun has all gone out of it. You know, watching people being a buffoon. There was a time when Trump was a buffoon. Now he's just an asshole. Like, everyone's just being horrible now.
You know, I tell you something. As we're recording this, apparently the first of the American presidential debates was last night. Now, I didn't see any of it, obviously.
No, I heard the clips in the news that John was playing. Yeah. That was it.
And then I've seen all the social media coverage or whatever. It sounds like it was, somebody described it, some commentator described it as a shit fest.
Yeah.
This is on live on television.
I know.
Somebody else described it as
a
hot mess in a car crash in a train wreck or something like that. Apparently it was absolutely ludicrous.
Calling each other names and everything.
Yeah.
And each other just shut up and all.
It was apparently like, somebody said it was like, if you did miss it, basically imagine two owl lads sitting at the side of a lake arguing about who's going to feed the ducks first.
Oh my God.
And then multiply it by 100 or whatever.
I was just saying to you earlier on, do you remember we all wanted to go to America? Like, there was a time in our lives, everybody wanted to go to America. Everybody thought, if I could just get the, if you got a green card,
oh,
it was like you won the lottery.
It was the land of milk and honey.
Don't matter what I do, as long as I'm in America.
Yeah. You know, there was all if that. I can make it there.
Yeah, it was all that. And now, I mean, if someone told you, if you won a week in Florida or a weekend in New York, you wouldn't go.
Yeah,
I'd
know.
I'd be like, here, no, you're all right.
It actually has no appeal for me whatsoever now.
No appeal whatsoever.
It frightens me.
Yeah, it's like winning in the 80s, somebody giving you a winning ticket to go to Moscow during, like, you know, during the isolation period, during the emergency, you'd be like, "I'm not. Why am I going? No,
it must be the same. It must be the same effect." Remember, we couldn't understand when, like, you know, whatever American people or anywhere else would go. You know, you'd say you're from Ireland, they go, "Oh my God." You know, it must be awful with the bombs and everything.
Yeah,
and you're
you're
like, no, what are you talking about?
Where? The Irish accent. Are you mad? What are you talking about?
Just mean. So I'm sure there's plenty of bits of America that are normal or whatever, but everything about it just frightens me.
Everything about
it. As a country.
Yeah, it just feels like
it's ready to explode.
Big mad bear of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, America or China, a weekend away. I'll go to China, grand. I've been there before. I know me. It's actually all right. You know what I mean? People in China just ignore you. You know, they don't ask you.
Jesus, that's literally your... Oh my God, that's
it was
your,
amazing. Yeah,
spiritual home.
Oh, it was great. I remember walking around the streets of China, like, literally nearly got killed by a car and nobody even looked. Like, it was unbelievable. I was like, this is my kind of place. Like, I think I can fit in around here. Yeah. I'll never forget being in China. It was just, I was standing at this huge junction, right, in Qingdao. This huge, huge junction. And, like, when I mean a huge junction, I mean, like, 7 lanes of traffic.
Jesus.
Either way, right?
Wow.
So the 7 lanes coming this way and 7 going the other way. I was like, across the road, man. How am I going to cross the road? Like, I was there for ages.
You're not doing it on. What you're saying? There's no bridge or pedestrian.
No, across the road. This isn't
across 14 lanes.
About that, it was like, and there's no like lights or anything. You know what I mean? So they were all just
this is amazing.
Yeah,
this sounds like something from a fucking Hunger Games movie. Okay, the plan is you've got to get past 14 lanes of traffic in the dark.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Times Square in some of the Chinese cities is just is a narrow junction. Like, it's
Oh, my God.
And I was trying to get across the road, and I was, like, looking at it going, I have to fucking call for help. Like, yeah. I was like, I can't. Anyway, a dog came walking up behind me, right?
Yeah.
There's loads of stray dogs in China. And then he walked onto the road and went, oh, my God. I was like, you know that fright you get?
Yeah.
Where you think you're going to watch this animal get killed. No shit. The dog crossed 14 things of traffic or whatever it was, or 10 anyway, and got to the other side, and I was still standing there going, how the fuck did he do that? Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Was he doing it like some lad trying to evade those fucking lasers in a museum? Like, was he constantly jumping in and out?
It was a bit like Frogger now. It was a bit like Frogger, and there was a few horns.
Yeah,
a But he made it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? How am I going to do this? I eventually, I just kept walking a little bit until
just out of curiosity, where you were trying to cross the road, technically were you allowed to cross the road?
I've no idea. I was the only person walking around, me and the dog. But I suppose that was, it was just me and the dog. Where
did you realise you were standing there and 14 lanes worth of Chinese traffic or car drivers were phoning the authorities going, there's a madman standing at the side of the motorway.
Some mad Irish fella standing there. Trying to follow a dog across the motorway.
Bouncing in and out.
What? I know,
I'd have paid to see that.
I know, how do I even get into that now?
China, you were extolling the virtues of China.
Yeah, now I have to say. There was things about China I didn't like. Like, when I was on the train, I went on, and the cart went past, and I bought a pack of crisps.
Right.
I was there trying, and they smelled really weird, man. Oh, I didn't
what
like
What flavour were they?
They weren't crisps.
Oh, my God.
They were duck tongues. I bought a packet of duck tongues. And I was like, fuck this now. I was really annoyed. I was there,
Really
annoyed.
The other added advantage of that story is, to this very moment, I didn't know the ducks had tongues.
Neither did I until I saw it bought the packet. I had no idea. I never thought about a duck having a tongue. Never in my life thought about it.
Oh, my God.
A packet of duck tongues, yeah. The lad with me next to me goes,
Christ.
Why'd you buy them? I was there just finding, something, there's some smell. I don't even know what flavour they are. He goes, they're duck tongues. They're duck tongues.
The lad beside you was Chinese, wasn't
he? No, he was English, but he'd lived in China for years and years. John was his name. He's like, you're eating duck tongues. Why have you got duck tongues? I was like, oh, my God. This is the same fella, by the way.
Why are you eating duck tongues? They didn't have tato, right?
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, this is the same fella.
We're in China, you fucking idiot.
When we got there, we had to go to this huge big building, right, in Hong Kong to get your work visa. A huge building. And, there was all the other comedians were there, and Andrew was there, and he says, we go to the desk, and you're like, I have to get my work visa for China. And she's there. Huh? I'm like, oh, Jesus. I can't know what to do. And John said to Andrew, he goes, like, you have to do the Chinglish thing. You have to put on their accent. And he's like, what? He goes, I'm not walking around communist headquarters.
Like the most racist thing in the world you could ever do.
I'm not walking around communist headquarters in Hong Kong going, oh, I'd like a visa. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Anyway, John goes, 2 visa, China, mainland, for 2 weeks, right? And then she goes, why you not say? That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
Why you not say it? So, yeah.
So he was right.
So he was dead right. Yeah, you have to do the thing because our language, we just sound totally different. We just sound wrong.
So they don't even think you're speaking English when you're doing it with an English or an Irish accent.
They just see it just going honky, 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 honk because we all sound really honky to them or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Spain. It's like Spanish students.
So you actually have to do
a bit of an
old Micheál Martin on it and go, you are.
You do have to.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You do, or they won't have a clue what you're talking about. It's the same as, I think they try and round their accents when they come here.
Yeah,
because otherwise we'd be lost. We're lost.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Spanish. It's like when you learn Spanish. I remember learning Spanish, and you have to put the accent in when you're learning.
Yeah, but at least you're speaking Spanish.
I know, but that's
you're not walking up to them and going, I don't know.
I know. Like me mates when the Spanish lads
to
ask
him, Biro.
Like me mate. He like someone would go to, do you know where O'Connell Street is? And he'd go, yes, you go to there. Take a ride. It's like, what are you doing? Why did you turn into fucking Borat?
Yeah.
Stop. Just talk to him, man. Just talk to him.
Yeah.
You know when you learn Spanish, I always talk.
It must be a weird thing, though. But like, there's obviously something in it. Because you know the way there was the famous Steve McLaren thing.
Yeah.
And there was the Joey Barton thing where they're, they're speaking English, but they put on, put on a French accent.
Yeah.
And I don't know I can't remember what Steve McLaren did. But what, you know what I mean?
I know.
You must just fall into it before, like, you find yourself saying, Where is the train station?
Yeah, I will go train to the cop from hello, hello. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yes. They never do it to us, though. That's what's funny. Like, you never get Spanish lad coming over and going, oh, right, man, what's the crack?
Yeah. Story.
No, anywhere they can get a few cans for the weekend. You know what I mean? You never get that.
Yeah.
You never get a Portuguese lad walking around Cork going, how are you? What's the story, man? Did you get on old bazaar? You did? Oh, yeah? You don't, it's not, we don't know why.
Not the same thing, it doesn't work in
reverse.
Not the
same thing at all. Not the same thing at all.
And, like, despite your duck tongue experience.
Except for the Italian lads do it.
What?
The Italian, you know when you're those Italians that have been living in Ireland for years? You know, you go into some of those chippers like, hey, what the, snack in the box, two snack in the box on the chips, yeah?
Yeah.
Two snack in the box on the chips, yeah? What did you say? I said, two snack in the box on the tubes. You're like, what's that accent? Put a pound on.
Yeah, no, no. To be honest with you, remember those footballers that you'd find, they'd be like Scandinavian or whatever, you know, footballers, European footballers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'd spend some time in Liverpool or Manchester.
Oh,
and you get the likes of a Jan Mulby or somebody with a kind of like a, you know, or coming out with an kid or something, or a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know it's so hard to copy because it's so hard to describe.
It's amazing. But,
I was kicking the ball and I say, I see Robbie Fowler. I think, yeah, oh, kid.
Yeah.
Ah, kid. There you are. These
got amazing.
Fun. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so apart from the duck tongues, China was a good place.
It was all right, yeah, it was all right. Some parts were better than others. Beijing
what did,
was
what
very
did they taste like? And by the way, how big is a duck tongue?
Very, like a very small crisp.
I'm surprised it's even the size of a crisp.
Yeah, I think they dry and flatten them out or something. Like, you wouldn't, there's some of the ones now, it didn't make sense to me, because some of the, you'd want a duck would be the size of a fucking 6 foot man, with some of the size of them. So they must do something to
them.
To flatten
them
out
them.
And make them crispy looking. But Jesus, man. A pack of duck tongues, yeah.
Duck tongues?
Yeah, no, yeah.
And is the weirdest joke you had?
The weirdest thing I had was in some of those markets. And there was scorpions and sticks and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
But I didn't partake in it. Right. No, I wasn't into it at all. When I was in Thailand, I remember eating I don't know what it was. Some fucking ant or something. I don't know what it was. A big, creepy, ghouly yolk, anyway. And in fairness, I only ate the duck tongue by accident. I thought it was being, I just thought I bought really smelly crisps.
Yeah.
It was like Worcester sauce flavour crisps or something. Was what I thought I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even a picture of a fucking duck in the packet, which is very misleading. If you're an Irish lad.
Absolutely.
Wasn't a picture
very
of a duck.
Least they should have, that.
You know what I mean? You think you have a picture of a duck. I buy chickadees. There's a chicken with a suit on and wearing a tie or something on the front. You know what you're getting.
Exactly. Most packs of cream. You see the cheese and the onion on the front.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, it's cheese and onion. You know what I mean? It was in Poland I never had these things.
Yeah.
The Polish are like us. There's the pictures of everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's a picture of a fish on the can. Oh, that's tuna can. Whatever there. China, no. What's the picture of? A picture of a... I don't know.
So they probably
happy a little fella eating.
They probably discussed that and said, should we put a picture of a duck or a duck tongue on this? Don't be ridiculous. We'll never sell any.
For
God's sake.
Trying to sell this shit to tourists.
We're trying to flog it off as crisps. Irish people haven't a clue.
Trying to sell this to those white idiots on trains. They have no idea what they're doing. You stick a duck... If you stick a choking duck on it, no one's going to buy it.
Yeah, a duck sticking its tongue out with somebody.
Duck doing a razor on him. Catch me if you can.
Oh, man, right, that's it. We get out of here. Let's get something to eat, just not duck tongues.
Irish ducks go quack, quack. Chinese ducks go...